You're listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com, the ultimate resource for garden nerds. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Stevia, nature's herbal sugar. I was having dinner last night with a friend of mine who has type 1 diabetes. She's had it since she was a child, and she has an insulin delivery system basically attached to her body. I asked her if she'd ever heard of stevia, and she said, "Oh yes, I use it all the time." And then I said, you know, I was really surprised to find that I'd talked to a number of nutritionists and dietitians and people with diabetes who had never heard of stevia. She was shocked because to her, stevia is a diabetic's salvation. Now, stevia is an herb in the sunflower family. It's 300 times sweeter than sugar, and this is the best part, it basically registers as a zero on the glycemic index, and it has no carbohydrates. You can grow stevia from seed, but it can be difficult to germinate, so propagating from cuttings is recommended. When you harvest stevia, you can use it fresh in teas, but it can also be dehydrated and ground up for uses more like sugar. Now, stevia from the market is processed to look like sugar, so it's whitened and all of that, whereas the homegrown variety will look more plant-like when dried, sort of like oregano. Of course, it's important to educate yourself about anything you're going to put in your body before you do it, so make sure you do your research. But you can get a head start by reading all about it on the website This Week Only. Well, that's the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast for this week. You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. That's GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening.